Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Lovely. So if you wouldn't mind just introducing yourself to us, your name and job title.
Yeah, my name's Jamie Stevenson and I'm the Devon and Cornwall coordinator for a charity called Circles Southwest.
Lovely. And obviously we're having a chat to you today off the back of a press release which we've had down about the number of registered sex offenders living among us in Devon and Cornwall.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, would you mind just telling me a little bit about Circle and what Circle does?
Yeah, well, as an organisation, we work only with men and women who sexually offend, so those mainly who have been sexually convicted, but we also work with young people between the ages of 12 and 18 where there's been some concerns around their sexual behaviour, not necessarily a conviction. And what we do, we use volunteers, so very carefully trained and selected and supervised volunteers, to form what's called, what we refer to as a circle of support and accountability around a registered sexual offender, so a person with a sexual conviction or where there's concerns about their behaviour. And we work with the person for 12 months and the volunteers meet up with that person. We refer to them as a core member. They meet up with the core member every week, same place, same time. And they deal with the issues really that are linked in with their sexual offending. And what we know from research is that's about emotional loneliness, social isolation, lack of constructive use of time, shame and guilt, low self-esteem, and then lots of other issues. So their job is twofold, really. It's about supporting that person and supporting a safe reintegration back into the community, and I stress the word safe, but also they hold them to account. So they are a layer of monitoring, and also their job is to kind of challenge attitudes and beliefs which might not be helpful and which can lead to reoffending.
Of course, lovely. Thank you for that. So in the press release which we've had down, it's all about stats, and it says that there's almost 2,000 registered sex offenders living here in Devon and Cornwall. Now, I know the NSPCC has said that that figure is concerning and only the tip of the iceberg. I mean, what are your thoughts around that?
I understand what the NSPCC mean. It's the tip of the iceberg. It is talking about people who've been convicted, so obviously there are a lot more people out there who maybe are indulging in this kind of behaviour yet haven't been convicted, haven't been caught. And, you know, the figures suggest that it would be much greater than the actual number of convicted people. And it does sound, yes, it sounds like a lot of people, 2,000, almost 2,000. And I think it, but it's roughly in line with the national average.
And I mean, should that be a concern for people living in the area?
Well, I think the fact that these people are on the register means that the police and the probation services, those statutory authorities, know where those people are. There's a layer of monitoring going on. Certainly, with those people who stay on for life, they are monitored for life. And being on the register is not easy. They have to notify the, you know, there's lots of requirements that they have to do with regard to the police. So things like where they're living, where they're staying, you know, even on a temporary basis, things like their bank account details, the car they're driving. So it is a layer of monitoring, and it's a layer of monitoring that we know works compared to other countries where they don't have such a register. And for instance, in some of the states in the USA, they do the complete opposite, really. So they name and shame people who have been convicted of sexual offences. People have number plates with "I am a sex offender," you know, on the number plate. That's forced by the police, or that they have a sign on their house saying, you know, a sex offender lives here. So obviously, what then happens, or what tends to happen, is people then disappear. They go underground. So the police then lose track of where these people are. But in this country, we have the register. The register works really well. And I think the police roughly know about where 98% of those on the register are. So it is a very good system. And also the multi-agency public protection arrangements, the MAPRA That is about all the agencies sitting together, talking together, helping to manage people when they come out from prison. Because people will come out from prison. We have very few, you know, life sentences, meaning spending the whole life in prison. So this is a pretty good system. It's not perfect, but I would say that it encourages multi-agency working. It encourages a kind of a strength-based approach to keeping an eye on people and trying to address their needs which lead to sexual offending.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, people obviously are coming out of prison, yes, after having served their time. It's still remaining on the sex offenders register, but then reintegrating into society. I mean, what kind of work goes into something like that?
A massive amount of work, and I think, you know, the public don't really know about how much work goes into it. So from the moment someone is sentenced, or even before they're sentenced, there is involvement from the probation services trying to advise on the right kind of sentence this person should receive. Then when the person is in prison, hopefully, and I mean, this doesn't necessarily happen because of all the massive cuts that the government have made to the prison service and the probation and the privatisation of the probation service. But in theory, what should happen, that person should then go to a prison where their offending needs are met. They should be then prepared for release. Then when they are released, they are monitored by the police and probation service, and especially the probation service are there to either do group work or one-to-one work to address those risk factors that we know lead to reconviction. And there's lots of other restrictions that can be placed on people. So it is a very restrictive process, but also it's a process which is about rehabilitation, or in theory should be about rehabilitation. Because unless you rehabilitate people, they're going to go into prison, they're going to come out, reoffend, they're going to go back into prison. But it is worth saying that most sexual offenders do not reoffend, and compared to other offences like burglary or shoplifting, the likelihood of reoffending is low, but of course the implications, the consequences for the victims is enormous, whereas that makes it differ from something like shoplifting.
Lovely. Well, I think that's everything I wanted to ask you, unless there was anything else at all that you'd like to add.
Apart from, I suppose we are always looking for volunteers in the seven counties south from Gloucestershire and west. So that's Gloucestershire, Avon, Somerset, Wiltshire, Dorset, Devon and Cornwall. So we're always looking for people who are interested in a voluntary role. It's not an easy option, but it's a very rewarding option, I would say. And, you know, sexual offending is a community problem, and what Circles does, it offers a community response to that community problem.
Lovely. If you'd like to stop the recording on your phone to me.